final perek of Shaar Bitochin, the Chavis Lavavis, Perek Zayin. The Chavis Lavavis is discussing Me'achar She'ishlamnu with Bira Advarim Regin B'Shaar Zek Fiyasa V'Seinu. After discussing everything that has to do with Bitochin in this in the past six parakim, Me'aroi Shavar Ata Iz Advarim Abdu Me'odin Asa Bitochin Me'lekim. Similar to the Mesil Sisharim, who sets up the Sefer that he first tells you about the Midah, and then tells you how to be kind of the Midah, and then tells you what you have to be careful of, that you shouldn't lose the Midah. So too over here, the Chavis Lavavis is doing the same thing, and he did it in the past Sha'arim also. Navedis Alekim, Yichud, Bechino. And he actually writes that. He says, V'arim k'kol ha'dvarim ha'ma'abdim ya'adim ha'shaymunu b'yichud alekim ha'sabachin v'savedis alekim sh'uzkarnu b'sim kol ha'echem b'shesh ha'sharim ha'fayd mim ha'abdim ha'adim ha'shabas ha'bitachim. Look back to see there. We're not going to focus on that right now. To see the things that cause a person to lose his bitachon in his the midas ha-bechino and avedas elikim and yichud elikim, they also cause a person to lose his bitachon. In addition, specifically for bitachon, v'davar noisif ma'amir mi'adam is bitachon v'hu choyser ha-yediyah bi'achrilis ha-bilti mu'gbeles shel ha-bari v'anagosim yideis v'atebes. This is the lack of a yediyah the person has, maybe even if he has the yediyah but he doesn't really feel it, he has the yadata, he doesn't have the hashivayis alavavecho of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite and he's omnipotent and he's able to do he's able to do anything b'hanagosoy, and in the way that he rules the world, the way that he is an hug of the olam and his tremendous Midas Tevis Kilo, the way that he interacts with the world, Lifnim Yishur Sadin, and the Tevis that he does. Shari Adam Shino Mivin Shabarim Rachma Bru of Hashem Mashgir Chomesh Laleim, Shem Kshurim Bechavol of Vin Michoid Lanasis Mum Mugi Vishus Venegar Ritzenoi, Adam Shino Mivin is Kolze, Le Yelibi Menucha Meadagis, Le Yismach Hanagasa Evoir Valshkahasa. A person that doesn't believe that you can't do anything without the Rebbeinu Shalom, that everything that happens to him is only because the Rebbeinu Shalom is so willed. And anything that happens, you can't do anything. He says this kilo as if you're tied with ropes, if the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want it to happen. If you don't believe that, then you're not going to be simach on the Rebbeinu Shlom, because you don't know, hey, you don't know that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to be able to pull through. You have to realize and believe, truly believe, is bar of yisamis. And it's be not just that it's bar in yidiyah, but it's amis that you feel it in your lave, that the Rebbeinu Shlom, there's nothing that happens without the Rebbeinu Shalom's direct intervention. It's only because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants it to happen, and there's nothing that you're going to be able to do without the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mela, you're totally relying on the Rebbeinu Shalom, somebody that totally relies on Rebbeinu Shalom, he's free from dying. What is he worried about? That the guy's going to cheat him, something's going to happen to him. That everything is directly ordained by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Somebody that doesn't believe that is not going to be free from dying. Oidavar, a similar thing, which he says, which is very interesting, says the Chavis Lavavis, Ma'avin Ma'avnu Es Betchayne, B'hu Choyser Yediyah B'mitzvah Sabar Yisbarach B'tayr Osayin. A person is lacking the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava us to rely on Him. Asher bo hizir lismar chalav nevtayach baik, Moshah Kosev, Heviyu Eskola Ma'is Rabbeis Oitzer, V'yiterah Pebeisi B'chanuni Melbazoy, Samar Hashem Tzvachis, M'leyev Tachem Es Arbus HaShemayim, Arribayt HaShemayim, Arikais Tachem Brachat B'lidai, V'nemoid B'tchu B'Hashem Adiyad. There's one thing, first of all, a person doesn't realize that the Kodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his tremendous tevis that he does for everybody. The second thing is he doesn't realize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzave, is an additional thing. He doesn't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave to be b'teich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means, imagine somebody comes over, father comes over to you and he tells you, he says, rely on me, you know, I'm going to come through, you could bank on me. And he gives these mitzavim, he says, I'm requesting of you and I'm commanding that you rely on me, I'm going to take care of you. I mean, the Rebbeinu Shlom is coming and saying, you have a mitzvah to rely on me. It's not just that I have all the keiches and I have the yichelis to do it. I'm telling you to rely on me. When a person realizes that, you're mitzvah to rely on the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's not just an added plus, you should just know, it's kedai to do it, because the Rebbeinu Shlom is built in mukbal, and he can do whatever he wants, and everything happens only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also true. But there's a tzivoy to rely on the Rebbeinu Shlom. When a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, that then he's free from daigus. Especially with this, he's actually talking about specifically with regard to money, which a lot of Chavis Lavavi Shaar B'tochen is referring to B'tochen with regard to Parnasa, But bitachon is not, it's one little branch of bitachon is with regard to parnasa. It applies to all different aspects. When you realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavi you to do it, and you can rely on me, I'm going to help you out, and that's with anything. I remember it was once by a vad, with Reb Noach Weinberg, he was giving a vad in Sils Hashem. And he was discussing, you know, automatically it always somehow came to Kiruv, one way or another. But he was discussing about doing Kiruv and like not being a Kiruv type of personality and not being able to do it. He says, you don't think that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to help you out? He says, if you're doing something that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants you to do, you don't think the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to help you out? Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you out. Yeah. I think one of the biggest pictures of that is, he didn't mention this, but he was a good friend of his, is Rav Meir Shuster. Rav Meir Shuster was the man by the wall. He was nifted a few years ago. They actually just put out a book, Artsville just put out a book about a month ago about him. This is a person who was, to say that he was extremely shy would be a gross understatement. He was terribly shy. He was like, and this is a person that would tap people on the shoulder and, you know, first ask them for the time and then start a conversation with them and send them to, most of the time, Eish or Sameach, one of these places, to go. And he was, he tapped tens of thousands of people on the shoulder and he got thousands of people to try out. I think he said for every, I forgot what he said, every 10 people he's matzliach with one or two. But if you rely on the Rebbeinu Shlom, you're doing what the Rebbeinu Shlom relies on. Ein adam shemeya li umafsir, say Chazal. No one listens to the Rebbeinu Shlom loses out. But I can't do it. Rely on me. That's exactly what he's saying. Bitochen, rely on me, I'm going to help you out. I got to just heard a story. My wife is telling me, I have a friend, I think this happened either last week or this week, that her son needed somebody to learn with him privately. To pay for a private tutor, gets expensive, and she wasn't sure how she was going to pay for it. She actually didn't know at all how she was going to pay for it. But she says, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do. The kids are, the way that she described it was, she got off the phone with calling the tutor, and she got a message from her work that she got a raise. Now, okay, it happens that a person got a raise. But she got a raise not long ago. That was the chiddush. She said, had it not been so in my face, there's no way to deny the connection between it. Since it was so clear. And that's what Chazal say. That everybody's mezainis is kavua from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, except for the money he spends on Shabbos and Yantif and for his kids for learning. Meila, it's free money. It's free money, but you have to believe it. Believe it and go ahead and do the ma'aseh. Go ahead. She went. She jumped into the water. She wasn't sure how she was going to pay for it. And she jumped into the water. And sure enough, right after that, she got the raise. V'echad advarim ma'abden as ha'bitochen hu netiyas ha'odem l'yachas yecholis l'gor mi'hagmar. Shuro yoyisom ve'enof. Ha'mitzin ha'tamoris l'poil v'litlis b'emes b'tchoin v'stikvos l'hasik al yodmes sh'yifoisev. M'bli sh'yisom leiv sh'kol ha'gorim k'revim yoyis l'gmar ha'pulo yichotim k'tan yoyis l'hoyil l'hasik mish'apul mu. He says another reason that a person doesn't have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because he's very short-sighted. He only sees the final link in the chain. In other words, when he goes to the store and the storekeeper says, no, you cannot return this, right? So he says, ugh, this person is making it hard for me. Yeah, this person is like the smallest person in the chain. He says, you're not realizing that it's the Rebbeinu Shlom that's doing that. This is the last person. A person thinks, oh, it's this person over here that's doing it. Don't you realize that this person has a supervisor, and this person supervises the owner of the store, and the owner of the store is the one that's really, it's a chain of retail stores, and that. And the person that has the biggest koyach is the person that's the farthest from you, not the closest to you. The person that's mamash on top, he's the one that has the most koyach. The owner of all of the stores, he's the one that really has... The truth is that we really do understand it, right? When you get stuck, you're calling somebody on the phone, you know, customer support. So you call somebody and they're like, oh, no, I'm sorry, sir, yeah, that's a charge and you're going to have to pay it. Let me speak to your supervisor, right? That's the first thing you say. Otherwise, who are you? Let me speak to your supervisor. There's somebody else. The supervisor, no, I'm sorry, not be able to help you, whatever. Okay, let me speak to the guy that he runs the company. We realize that that's the situation, but practically in the day-to-day, we don't really see him. And we see the guy that banged into me, he's the one that's causing me the problem. Not the guy that got banged into you, it's not the guy. It's and he brings down a mashok, more the mashok, shu melech, shu reitz lahanish asechar me'avadav. When a king wants to give a punishment to one of his servants, who knows him pekudel mishal melech, he gives a command to the second in command, Loitzis Anish Lepoil. And then the Mishnah Melech Mavris Apakud Lasar. And then he goes and he speaks to the general, Vasar Mavris Apakud Lamafakin. And the general goes and gives it over to the lieutenant, Fakin Maviros of the Katzin. And the Fakin gives it over to the next in line, the Katzin the Shechrin, from them to the police, Vashechrin Vatinus Anish. And then the police is one of the guys that carries it out. Somebody comes to the policeman. When we call a garma alolam oitzin sanish lepoil, a garma sheishas achreles achiktana lahokon laharvis esari im machshirim. A garma is a bitzua oinish, b'nei she'en lem koyach rotzen u'bechiro. Says, what happens? The policeman comes, and he takes a stick, and he wants to smash the guy. So you look at the stick, right? Stick, please help me. Obviously not. The stick is the closest to you, but it has the least koyach to do anything. Not yes to hit him, not to hit him. Doesn't have any bechir b'chol. And afterwards, ilu l'sheishim afilin sa machshirim, yeshir zi achreles lahokon. The policeman, he has more of a koyach to say yes or to say no. And then the lieutenant on top of him, and the general, the tsar. As you get further away, it's the more of a possibility for you to have success in rescinding the decree because they have more koyach. You see clearly in the Nimshal, it's all Ribbono Shel Olam at the end of the day. You're right, it looks like the person in the store, but it's not the person in the store, and it's not his supervisor, it's not the guy that owns the store, or the guy that owns all the chain of stores. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the third reason that he mentions that a person would not have that the tracks from a person's bitachon is a short-sighted and he's very narrow-minded. He looks exactly at what's happening and he doesn't look past that. The truth is that his knee-jerk reaction should be, like he's saying, is that automatically your knee-jerk reaction should be when something happens is you turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That should be the automatic. For sure, there's a shtadlus you have to do. Chazanish writes in Emunah B'Tochen, he says, here's the gauge for a person. A person wants to gauge where he's holding in B'Tochen, where he's holding in his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When something happens that he's upset about, that he wants to change, that he will, where's the first place that he goes? First place that he goes is that he screams, first place that he goes to the person that to his boss, to his neighbor, to Vechulu, to the Askanim, to, or the first thing, the initial reaction is, Ribbono Shel Olam, please help me. Then he goes for his house, he has to do whatever he has to do, 100%. But where's the first place? The first place is the place that's the furthest away from you, but it's the one that has the most koyach to help you.